Why the silence suddenly breaks. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I don't know if Roy Moore did what he's accused of or not. However, I do know that there are men who have taken advantage of a child and who know they did and who think it won't matter because their victims have grown up and it was long ago. And these people should understand, the victims don't forget. The brain doesn't erase. It sometimes locks the memory behind a little synaptic door, but the key is hanging on a nail right next to it. And it doesn't take much to turn that key. Sometimes just a news story about a complete stranger. And when the door opens, the same questions return. Should you have said something about it then? Maybe somebody else turned the guy in. Maybe he's dead. Close the door, hang the key back on the nail. And then one day, maybe on a campaign flyer, maybe on a television clip, the name pops up, and it's him. Could be 10 years later, 20, 30, 40, doesn't matter, because the memory is there, and so are the consequences of silence. It turns out he wasn't turned in by anyone else. He's not dead. There were other victims. And now this man wants to be elected and make the rules for the rest of us. And suddenly the silence that was easy to justify as a child can't be justified any longer. I don't know what Roy Moore did or did not do, but for the men who have done it and who thought it was forgotten, they should understand it would be unwise to choose a career in politics if there's any chance that one of your victims will see your unforgettable face on television. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.